And welcome to the Stoner's Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, James Emerson. Let me start out by saying I apologize for not uploading this episode sooner, but I've had some things in my personal life going on, and not only that, I've also had people get into my head, and almost had me convinced not to do this. And, you know, I was almost convinced, like I said, not to, but I got to looking at my YouTube channel, and I got to thinking, you know, it may not have a million viewers, may not have a million subscribers, but you know what? What I do have on there, it's better than nothing. I mean, I only have 22 subscribers, but, you know, I have people viewing my episodes on YouTube. May not be in the hundreds, may not be in the thousands or the millions, but you know what? I'll take what I can get. It's better than nothing. I really don't care if I'm at the low end of the totem pole. That's fine. Like I said, you know, 22 subscribers on YouTube, that's better than nothing. So, I looked at all my videos up upload on there, looked at all the people that have looked at me, said, you know, like I said, you know what, it's better than nothing, so why am I procrastinating, why am I letting these people get to me? Just do the episode, and screw what they have to think. Obviously, they know that your videos are getting views, may not be that many, but they're still being viewed. You still have subscribers, may only be 22, but you still have subscribers. They're jealous that you're actually doing something. So with that being said, even though I sit here and I've been procrastinating for the last 2 or 3 hours to do this, I decided, regardless, I'm going to do it. So, mind you, I may stutter and maybe slur my words, but that's only because I suffer from a head injury from being kicked in the left side of my skull with a steel-toe boot in 2009, so there are some screws and rattling up there, some wires that are loose and that get crossed every now and then, so excuse the stuttering and slurred speech. I'm a cracked egg, okay? Who's also going blind in his left eye. So, and a lot of my gameplay on my videos on YouTube are done with just my right eye. Only I can really see out of anymore, so. Is it easy? Well, no, my depth perception is off. But I don't let that stop me. I've been a gamer ever since I've played the original Atari in the early 80s. I was born in 1980, so I grew up with the original Atari and the original Nintendo, and been a gamer ever since. But I've also been into other things besides just gaming. I'm also into the possibility of lost ancient civilizations, lost knowledge. You know, as far as the ancient alien theory or the ancient astronaut theory, I'll go with that to a point, and I'll explain that on another episode. I think there are some things in this world that people have seen that just nobody's been able to explain yet. Like Bigfoot, you know, the lake monsters. What they really are, I have no idea. Obviously, people are seeing something. So, and that's why I wanted to create this podcast, was to give people, like me, a place where they can come here, you know, and, you know, tell their stories. And they can remain anonymous. They can, you know, email me and I will, you know, read it on an episode. And this isn't just... this is just for anybody who, is into this stuff. You know, I don't have a lot of people I can talk about my views about this stuff where I live. People just look at you like you're crazy. There used to be one guy here I could talk about that stuff, but over the years he's gone, he total nuts, and his conspiracy theories are just beyond anything I've ever heard. So I've kind of distanced myself from him the last few years. And the fact he's in a lot of trouble, and I'm not going to go into what he's in trouble for. That's his business, not mine, so I'm not going to blast it all over these podcast sites. But just hard to find somebody around where I live to talk about this stuff and exchange ideas. You know, exchange notes, so this is why I wanted to do this podcast. It's not for, you know, the experts. This is just for the average Joe like myself. I'm nobody special. I'm an amateur. A rank amateur. But I decided I wanted to do this podcast, and I wanted to do it my way. So if you like it, fine. Cool. If you don't, well, you don't have to listen to it. I'm not expecting to get, you know, millions and millions of listeners or fans. But I mean, I'm going to try to do this for those who want to listen and those who want to share their experiences and exchange their ideas. Well, one thing, I'm not going to try and push my beliefs onto anybody. All I'm going to do is speak my opinion and my views. You can like it or not. That's up to you. I don't know, but some of these are my personal views. I'm not trying to force it on anybody. I'm just trying to lay them out there and say, hey, what if this or what if that? What if, you know, or, you know, what if extraterrestrial species could have came to us in the ancient past, but they didn't alter our DNA. They helped us develop our own technology to create some of the ancient wonders of the world. They didn't give us the technology, they just helped and taught us how to develop our own technology to do it. I'll go further in another episode about that as well. But excuse me. This is the Stoner's Roundtable Podcast, so break out the Mary Jane, break out the rolling tray, the papers, pipe, the bong, steamroller, whatever you got. Let's smoke one. Let's have a good time in this episode. Don't know how long of an episode this will be, so let's just go with it. I'm doing this by the seat of my pants. Alright. The only editing that I'm doing this is with the background noise. So if I don't do a good job, I'm sorry. I'm not an expert. I don't have a production team to help me do this. It's little old me by myself. And some of you will ask, well, why call it a roundtable if it's just you? Because it's not just me, it's all of you listening that are part of the round table. I said that in the episode I posted, you know, months ago. It's not just me. It's all of you who listen to this who are a part of the roundtable. If I read your emails in an episode, then you're part of the roundtable. Hopefully at some point in the future I can do a live podcast episode and I can have, guests on the show. But at the moment, like I said, I'm just an amateur. I don't have all the expensive equipment to do all the stuff that the major podcasters can do. So, like I said, I'm just little old me doing this by myself. So, with that being said, let's get into this. What do I want to talk about? What's the issue that's been bugging me? Now, I know in the episode I posted last that I said I was going to possibly be talking about the Recot structure or the Eye of the Sahara, but things have changed. Something else has been weighing on my mind here lately, excuse me, that I want to talk about that overshadows the Eye of the Sahara for me personally. Not only do I post, videos, gameplay videos on YouTube, I do watch YouTube videos. I also do watch short clips, and some of the clips I've watched here over the last couple of months could do with, I want to say, a college professor, sorry. There goes the stuttering and slurring I told you about. A college professor who, in theology, I believe, I'll have to look up the episodes, but anyway, he interprets the Bible for people and, the life and the words of Christ and teachings of Christ and all that outside in an open forum. And several times, several college students have asked him in several clips I've seen all this. Why? They've asked him, why does God let all these bad things happen? And his answer has always been, I don't know. And every clip I see of that, and every time I watch one, something happens where a voice in the back of my mind goes off and I hear the question, why do we let these things happen? I got to thinking about, that's a good question. Why is it God's responsibility when we cause all this stuff to happen? We cause the wars, we cause the all the deaths of innocent people. We let murderers go run rampant in the street. Crime run rampant in the street, especially here in the last few years. Fentanyl crisis, border crisis. That's the thing, why should God have to clean up our mess? Which is a good question. Why should God clean up something that we have done? So when that question, also what bothers me is that when that question is asked, also, you have a lot of important people. A lot of, a few scientists that I know of that have always said, well, they've given their opinion and they're entitled to their opinion. That opinion, that's theirs. I may not agree with it, and I really don't, but the opinion goes like this, When they're asked the question, why does God let, bad things happen? They answer with a two-option answer. Either God isn't all that powerful, or God's not all that good. Well, in my view, I offer a third option. What if God is being a parental figure and trying to teach us that it's our mess and we should clean it up? Do we not, as parents, and I am one too, but do we not as parents tell our children when their room is messy to clean their room because it's their mess, not ours? Why couldn't it be that God's doing the same thing with us? It's your mess. You know, you're responsible for it. You clean it up. Yes, I am the Lord thy God. I am all good. I am all loving. I'm all powerful. I can make all this disappear. But what lesson would you learn if I did it for you? What would you actually learn if I did that? I'm not the one who caused all these problems. I don't cause the wars. I don't cause the death of innocent people. I don't cause crime to run rampant. I don't cause any of all this bad stuff that you ask me why I let happen. It's not my responsibility to clean up your mess. And for me, that's what I believe he's doing. He's trying to teach us, hey, you cause all this. This is your mess. You clean it up. I'm not responsible for all this. This is your doing. And I'm sure the atheists who listen to this will agree with me. This is mankind's doing. It's not God's doing. We cause all this stuff to happen to ourselves. So, I really don't agree when people say that God's not all that good and he's not all that powerful. He actually is. He's just being a responsible parent and trying to teach us, hey, you caused it, you clean it up. Yes, I could do it, but what kind of lesson would you learn if I did it for you? I've told my daughter, you know, look, you know, I love you. I'll always be there for you. I'll help you in any way I can. But there are some things in life that you're going to have to handle on your own. Some problems you're going to have to solve on your own. I'm not always going to be here, and I can't always fix every problem for you. I can give you advice, but I can't do it for you. It's not my problem to fix, it's yours. So, my view, my belief, I honestly believe that's what God is doing with all of us. He is telling us, hey, it's your mess, not mine. You clean it up. Why should I have to clean up your mess? I didn't cause it. I didn't do it. Why should I be responsible? Why should you ask me to, clean up something I didn't do? This is not a divine problem. This is a human problem. And in my view, I think God is right. Because we do that with our children when it comes to a messy bedroom. It's their mess. They should clean it up. And I know some people will probably come out and say, well, couldn't he give us a little nudge, a little help? A little guidance? Well, I'm sure he has. Problem is, have we been listening? Have we actually been paying attention? In my view, no, we haven't. He's tried to warn us multiple times, give us a head up multiple times. We just haven't been paying attention. Once again, this is my view, my belief. I'm not trying to pass it off on anybody. No. Take it or leave it. I'm not trying to force anybody into believing this. I'm just trying to, say, what if this is what he's doing? What if God is trying to be, a responsible parent? I mean, after all, when those of us who go to church, don't we refer to him as God the Father? Father God in some churches? Oh, at least some people refer to him as the Father of all creation. So if he's a father, like I said, why can't he be a responsible parent and try to teach us that we cause all this, we need to clean it up? He can't hold our hand forever. There are some things we have to do on our own. And I believe he's right. These are our problems, not his. We should clean them up. We should be the ones to end the wars. We should be the ones to end the suffering and the violence. We are capable of doing that. We are more than capable of doing that. It's just that there are some of us in this world who don't want to. They could end all this right now with the with one f I don't know. One what I don't know. But they could end it. One speech, one stroke of the pen. Not talking violently either, I'm talking peacefully. Sorry, I got ashes on me. They could end it right now. It's just they're too greedy, stubborn, pig-headed, selfish, and foolish n n to want to. So, yes, like I said, this is our problem to fix, not God's. So when somebody says, "Why does God let all this bad stuff happen?" I have to stop and think, and I hope if you're listening to this episode that you'll stop and think too. No, it's not why does God let all this bad stuff happen? It's actually why do we let all this bad stuff happen? And that's the honest truth. Why do we let it happen? Because it's not God's responsibility, it's ours. As a responsible parent, that's what God is trying to teach us. It's your mess, your messy bedroom, you clean it up. I'm not going to do it for you. I didn't cause the problem, I didn't cause the mess, I didn't cause mess, sorry. I didn't cause all these bad things to happen. You humans, you humanity, you caused all this. It's your mess to clean up. You let all this happen, so it's your mess. As your father, I'm going to be there. I'll help you in what ways I can, and I'll give you what advice I can, but I can't fix everything for you. I mean, I could, but I'm not. There are some lessons in life you have to learn, and some problems in life you have to fix on your own. I've learned that the hard way, and I'm still learning it. I can't have everyone do everything for me. I've had to figure out how to record and upload my YouTube videos on my own. I'm having to figure out how to record and upload these actual podcast episodes on my own. It's my idea. It's my mess. And I'm the one who has to clean it up. Nobody else can do it for me. And God's not going to clean up something that he didn't create. He's not going to fix a problem he didn't cause. And he's not going to make everything better just because we want it to. Anybody who's read the Bible knows that God doesn't give us what we want. He only gives us what we need. And what he's trying to give us is a lesson that we need to do some things on our own. Because if we do it, or if he does it, sorry, if he does it for us, what are we actually learning? We actually learning anything? So to answer that question, not necessarily for everybody else, but for myself, I have to say that yes, God is being a father, a responsible father, responsible parent, and trying to tell us it's our mess. We need to be the ones to clean it up. And how we do that, ladies and gentlemen, is up to us. We're the only ones who can figure that out. And there are those of us in this world who know how to do it. They just refuse to do it. For whatever means, it's beyond me. I don't understand why some people do some of the things they do, and I quite possibly may never will. I know if there is a God, and I do believe there is one, I will never understand why he does some of the things he does. But one thing I can say is that I do believe that when it comes to our problems, he is trying to tell us it is our responsibility to clean it up ourselves, because we are the ones who caused it, not him. And I think that's something we all need to realize. Yes, we fight wars in the name of God, or we have in the past. But he's not the one that causes the wars. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what some of you think. You know, I hope some of you will email me and let me know so I can do a part two to this episode and read your emails aloud and maybe answer some of your questions. You know, I'm going to post this and, you know, wait a week and see if I get any responses. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, the email, the show's email address is thestonerstable2023@gmail.com. That's thestonerstable2023@gmail.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know any questions, show ideas, that sort of thing. But these are just what I believe in. I'm not trying to convince anybody to believe what I believe. I know not everyone's going to agree with me. Not everyone is going to see my point of view. That's fine. I'm not saying you have to. This is just something I wanted to talk about and get off my chest. It's something I believe in. Not everybody has to believe in what I believe in. I just want to give a third option. So, I hope I've gotten, I at least piqued some of your interest, got you some of you curious. Like I said, drop me an email, let me know. I will read them on the next episode. And I think that's how I'm going to do this show until I can set up to do a live show. I'm going to do one episode where I do my topic, what I want to talk about, what I want to discuss. And then my next episode, I'm going to read the emails from you, the listeners and the viewers. So, once again, I know this is, so far, this is a little over a 30-minute episode. Probably going to be at least 32, 33, maybe 34 minutes, possibly 35. But once again, the email for the show is thestonerstable2023@gmail.com. You know, you can remain anonymous. You can make up some kind of name you want me to use on the show. That's fine. I will do that. You know, I will never reveal your true identity. You don't have to give it to me. You can email me from some, you know, some email address you just cremated, you know, 5 minutes ago. It doesn't matter. If you have a question, a comment, whatever, if you have a story you want me to tell on, you know, on the show, by all means. The Stoner's Table 2023@gmail.com. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna go ahead and end the show for this episode. It wasn't gonna be a long show. You know, once I get things established and going and everything, maybe the shows will go longer and I can do longer episodes. You know, right now, a 30-minute episode at the moment, I think is good. But you have the email address. I'm working on on my website. I will give the website out on a future episode. You know, let me know what you think. If I'm doing a okay job, or if you think I'm doing a crappy job. Just let me know. So I can try to do better or work on areas where I need to work on, that sort of thing. But let me know your thoughts on this episode. I'll read them on the air. Said you can remain anonymous. I'm not gonna throw it out there or anything. I will read it on the air. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, it's just something I wanted to get off my chest. You know, and I'm going to do the Recot structure in a future episode. That may be episode 3, maybe 5, I don't know. I still got to do a little research on it myself before I even do an episode on it. So, you know, we'll see. Once again, the Stoner's Table 2023@gmail.com. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna wrap up the show for this episode. I will see you on the next episode of the Stoners Roundtable Podcast. Peace, guys.